Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Random question. How did you guys all sleep last night? Did you guys get a good night's sleep?
Actually, pretty good.
I did.
Pretty good. Miles, did you get a good night's sleep?
Trying to wake up.
Well, not everybody.
right up until I woke up. Everything was smooth sailing.
Oh, no, I got to get up.
Well, you know what? Not everybody has an easy time sleeping, and I'm here to help you out.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and productive next morning. Self-care should be a priority when it comes to getting a good night of shut-eye. I recommend a dram of whiskey, then some loose-fitting bedclothes or nothing at all. Start by rubbing your face, neck, and arms with feather-like touches of your fingertips. You feel that tension leaving your body? Pull up that nightshirt. Continue your self-care and soothe your skin. Move those fingers in delicate light circles up and down and all around your chest and torso. Tickle your belly button. Show it some love. All the way up and down your heaving bosom. Nighty night.
God. Well, that's not going to help. So these are
I'm going to picture that tonight.
Soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive next morning. You guys ready for this?
All right.
Bottom of the list. They say to set your alarm for the same time every single night. Even if you don't set your alarm for the next day right before bed, this doctor says that it's probably the most important habit of all if you want to fall asleep faster at night. Sleep truly starts in the morning. Getting up at the same time every day and getting light first thing is what's going to align the body clock to a 24-hour day. Having a stable wake time makes your fall asleep time more stable too. Consistency is key.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't have to get up. I'm not getting up.
Well, how about this? Read an actual paper book.
Sure. I'll do it sometimes.
Reading a book helps calm my mind, this person says. She tries to read for at least 10 minutes in bed before falling asleep. These few minutes quiet the thoughts about the leftovers on my to-do list and makes falling asleep that much quicker.
Why don't you get your crap done?
Right.
I mean, like typically when I go to bed, I don't, unless something crazy is going on in my life, I don't typically bring a whole lot of stress to bed.
No.
Like I've done the things I know I just wanted to get done that day.
Sure.
And then I'm thinking about anything that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like the least important thoughts I have are when I'm laying in bed.
I just thought this was going to be easier, like tart cherry juice. Or a banana.
No, Ted. We are changing how we go about life.
Yeah.
See, for me, for the most part, I'm not stressed when I go to bed. If there's anything huge looming, then I'll be stressed before bed. But honestly, watching TV helps that. And I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I don't care. I watch TV and it soothes me and I fall asleep.
Hey, whatever works.
Almost instantly.
I love the sleep timer.
Almost instantly. Try a white noise machine.
That's not a bad idea.
Or back to the capers.
If you live in a busy area.
Hello, friends.
Yeah.
So, like, if we were from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, different kind of white noise, brother. Yeah.
Please pass the man.
Abba.
Abba.
Dancing Queen.
Ooh, white noise.
Everybody ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I feel like electric guitars would be hard to sleep through.
Not yet. I got to tie my shoe. Okay.
I brought potato salad.
You remember that Simpsons?
Oh, yeah.
That whole arena filled. Like, the Chili Peppers are on stage. Homer comes down and goes, "Are you ready to rock, Springfield?" One guy in the back goes, "Hold on. I got to tie my shoe." Okay. Okay.
Like, I love the idea of sleeping in a tent while it's raining, because it's peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is, I don't want it to rain when I'm camping.
Right. You want it to rain after you're in the tent for the night.
Yeah. Like, I was on a meditation retreat, and it started raining on the yurt, and everybody fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You could hear, I mean, everybody was, like, just sawing logs. It's like, this is peaceful.
We're supposed to be meditating.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a warm bath. Again, these are soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive tomorrow.
Hot shower at night is pretty.
Bath, Ted. Sit your ass down in the bath.
See, I like a cold shower before I go to bed so I cool off. I like to be cold at night.
That's I like a cool thought. Shower in the morning, hot at night.
Oh. Yeah.
I just like a hot shower, man.
I'm with you.
I cannot do the cold shower thing.
I can't do a cold one. Like, usually I started out like almost hot,
yeah.
Then as I'm in there, I like to turn it down. So by the time I get out, it's almost chilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do the exact opposite. I start pretty warm, and then basically I crank that thing up as hot as I can take it.
Well, at nighttime, too, you get the steam going, stroke a bowl, have a Jamaican hot box, man.
I just go with the shower beer.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Calm it right down. Dim the lights as it gets dark out. Again, these are soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive tomorrow.
All right.
Dim the lights as it gets dark. No, I need to turn the lights up as it gets dark outside.
Because I don't have cat vision.
I can't see. I'm cooking dinner, damn it.
Turn the freaking lights off and you go to sleep. And if that doesn't work, close your eyes.
That's all you got to do.
It's also dark when I do that.
Look at that. What do they say here? Well, it might not be realistic to avoid your tablet or computer full 4 hours before bed. One thing that's easy to do that can help prep your body for bed is to reduce overhead lighting. If it's dark or dim outside, you want to think about making it dim inside your home. After dinner, start dimming the lights in your house. You can also reduce overhead light by opting for table lamps instead. This will help reduce the overall amount of light that you're exposed to at night. I will say that the lady has switched me around on that where, you know, we'll go into the bedroom at night just to wind down, and she'll actually tell me, turn off the overhead light and turn on the lamp.
Yeah.
And that's oddly calming.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a softer, dimmer light, and it is actually
quite kind of designed for different purposes.
Sure.
I would say, too, I struggle sometimes messing around on my phone at night. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, put it in a different room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on silent and be like, all right. I mean, right, if it's after 9 or 10, it can't be that important.
Since you mentioned that, Ted, they say ditch electronics 2 hours before bed. Light exposure, particularly LED light from backlit electronic screens within 4 hours prior to natural sleep onset, can move your internal clock later and make it harder to fall asleep and wake up.
You're just freaking a bag of fun, these people.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody here says, before the Odyssey app, when you guys just had the Mindrum app, I used to listen to you guys while I went to sleep.
Thanks.
Until I just stayed up listening to you guys. Then I had to stop.
Yeah. All right. That makes you feel
I was
better.
Tracking with the first reading. I'm like, well, damn, man. We're not trying to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
We're on in drive time. That would be a really bad idea.
The wife actually used to listen to the podcast before she went to sleep. And then she met me and started dating me, which is like, it's just you guys. I've heard this conversation over and over again. I can't do it.
Right. The people that know us are like, I don't listen to your show.
Hey,
I'm listening to you clowns any goddamn time.
Hey.
Thank you.
Soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive tomorrow. Don't eat dinner too late, especially if you're prone to heartburn.
Well, no kidding.
Another potential cause of sleep disruption is acid reflux. Mm-hmm. Acid reflux happens when stomach acid flows into your esophagus, and it can cause symptoms like heartburn and chest pain.
Well, typically, I'm not eating late unless something has forced me to eat late. Yeah,
it's gravity. You're laying down.
Right.
So eventually, after 7-8 hours, it's going to work its way up.
Right.
So I'll get up in the middle of the night and take a Tums maybe once a week. But that's typically when I need it the most.
Right.
Because I've been laying there going like, God, I have heartburn. God, but I'm trying to sleep.
Exactly.
If I just get up and take one, then I go back to bed.
And here's the thing. We get off this show at 6 o'clock at night. I don't like to park here because I don't like to pay $30 a day in order to go to work. So I take the bus, which means I don't get home until 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
What can I make inside of 10 minutes and consume so that I'm done by 8, so that I'm in bed by 10 o'clock and not hurting my tummy?
You go to bed by 10?
No.
Oh.
I can't.
Okay,
because I'm like, home at 7:30 and making dinner, and I don't eat till 9:30.
Good God. What are you making for dinner, man? slow roasting a pig.
I treat myself, dude.
Okay.
I'm with you. I rarely eat before like 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, even more so. I have a harder time getting home earlier and eating earlier. Because I'm still wound up from the show.
That's right.
Right. So I can't do either. I have to wait. If I'm meeting someone right after work for...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dinner. I'm not hungry.
That sucks. No, it does. Really, like, I don't think, like, a lot of people are that way. You just left your job, whatever it is. You want your decompression time.
Correct.
And everyone's like, please eat.
Are you just going to have two beers and not eat anything?
Well, I just need to get ready to eat. Well, I'm going to have four beers and not eat anything. But.
Exactly.
I told you to eat a snack.
Listen to a bedtime story for adults.
I know a lot of people who do that.
Sleep Story Podcast.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's always like someone famous, too. It's like Matthew McConaughey's reading one, or somebody like James Earl Jones.
Well,
he was, but one of those guys.
Write down to-dos and other thoughts that might keep you up at night.
Why write them down, then?
So that you don't think about them in your brain?
I guarantee you're going to think about them if you write them down.
Part of the worry that you have is that you're going to forget to do them. So if you write them down, you can then put them off your brain because
See,
then you're written
I'm different. I think, boy, I hope I forget I have to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I really don't want to do it. And the only legitimate excuse is that I forgot.
I would rather have somebody yell at me that I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Oh, my bad.
And sit there and worry about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave you with this last soothing pre-sleep habit for a restful night and a productive tomorrow. Give medication a try if you haven't.
Oh, damn. Do drugs.
Wow.
Drugs, Danny.
I did not expect... But cherry juice and banana, not on the list.
Not on the list.
Take a prescription pill. Are they saying like a little melatonin?
Yeah, pretty much.
It just says medication.
Just give medication a try.
So that could be, you know, daddy's medicine, which is called whiskey. Give me mommy's medicine, daddy's which is called medicine. Wine. Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.